This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I am calling from New Mexico. I discovered your show last fall on iHeartRadio, and I love to listen to it while I'm at the gym. I feel like I am somewhat sensitive. I've had a few experiences that are supernatural. I sometimes have deja vu that seems to last for minutes. I will have it so bad I will, like, look around, and everything seems so familiar to me. And sometimes I will think of something random or a song, and that random thing will pop up or that song will play. I think it's kind of weird because no one in my family believes in this stuff, and not too many experiences has ever happened to them for them to believe enough. But I did want to tell you about a story, or about a bar that I used to work at. I've changed the names for privacy issues. I worked at this nightclub in a shopping complex, and I heard other bars and other restaurants were haunted. So the nightclub that I worked at, we had just opened, and we were pretty busy, and I heard my name clear. And it sounded like somebody was yelling, like trying to get my attention, and I looked around at my customers, and everybody had been taken care of. No one needed my help. I looked at my server section, and my server wasn't there. I didn't think anything of it until I heard stories of other bartenders, and the exact same thing happened to them. One of my friends, I'm going to call him Tony, he was there before the bar opened. He was doing opening shift, and he was in the restroom, and he hears, "Tony! Tony!" And he, like, runs outside, and he's looking around, and nobody is hollering his name. And he goes into the office and he's like, "Hey, did you call me?" And the manager's like, "No, we didn't call you." Another time I was there by myself in the office doing paperwork, and I hear footsteps right outside our office, and it sounds like there's keys, like, on a hip. I got so freaked out. I ran outside the bar, and I waited until the maintenance guy showed up. I refused to go into that bar by myself ever again. A lot of times after we closed, we'd hang out in the back parking lot and drink and just kind of relax. And me and this other security guard had our back to the back door, and we heard what it sounded like, boxes moving around, or maybe like tables and chairs. And we just kind of looked at each other like, yeah, we both heard that. Another time, one of my friends was the manager, and he calls me, and he says the owner is pissed off at him because he thinks he left the dance floor lights on. And he goes, "I turned those off, right?" And I was like, "Yeah, you turned them off." He's like, "Okay." So the owner checks the cameras, and sure enough, my friend turned off every single light, walked out the door, locked it, and then he scrolls through the video footage, and the dance floor lights turn on by themselves. Our liquor room has cameras that are motion sensored and light sensored. So every now and then we would see the camera turn on and then the light turn on. And then sometimes we would see stuff fall off the ice machine all by themselves. One of my friends, I'm going to call her Cindy, she was the manager. She was closing, and she was walking down, and then she, you know, turns her back to close the front door. And as she's closing the door, she sees this man walking towards her. She gets so scared, and she slams the door. She locks it, and as she's pulling the key out, she hears what it sounds like, someone kicks the door from the inside. I've heard of my friends hearing whistling in the back corner. I remember me and my friends went in there on our day off, and it was kind of dead, and we went there to support my friend who was bartending, and he's leaning over, and we're chatting, and he, like, stands up right away. He's, like, looking around, and we're like, what is going on? He goes, "Somebody just touched my butt." So, but as the years went on, it did quiet down a little bit. I don't know if that's just because I hear when you move stuff around and you change something on the property, that's when the activity gets more active. I don't know. I don't work there anymore. But I just wanted to share my story. I have a lot of other little ghost stories that have happened to me, and I'll call again soon. Thanks.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.